I saw this at Truth Out. It's an article entitled, "When a Nation Has Lost Its Soul, Its Politics Become a Tacky TV Performance." And here's the first paragraph. "For at least the last four decades now, I feel like I've been living in beached America, a nation that has lost its values even as it writhes in violent agitation, inflicting its military on the vulnerable regions of the planet. It does so in the name of those lost values," which is the same thing that Noam Chomsky says. Bob Kohler is the author of that article, and he's our guest. I'd just like to get a little bit of background on who you are and how you came to write something like this. So maybe you can tell us, you know, what you do for a living or what your background is and what prompted this article.
Well, I am a writer. I'm a lifelong journalist. I worked for many years as an editor at the Chicago Tribune, specifically at the Tribune Syndicate, which was then called Tribune Media Services. And for 15 years, I have written a nationally syndicated column that's about politics and current events, although it's... I actually call the columns prayers disguised as op-eds. I try to put some spirituality into what is called the journalism. In fact, I consider myself a peace journalist, which is a not clearly defined term, but, you know, it's a term that tries to dig deep into the daily news and the, you know, politics and all that.
So let me follow that up. First of all,
okay,
you worked for the Tribune a long time. Did you know Mike Royko?
Well, no, not personally, and I did not work in the Tribune newsroom, so I didn't know the, you know, a lot of the Tribune reporters.
But you saw him. But you saw him at the Billy Goat. You saw him at the Billy Goat,
yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah, the Billy Goat was right across the street. So I did not personally know Mike.
Okay. You talked about injecting spirituality into these op-eds. How would you describe your spirituality?
Well, that's you know, maybe the most complicated question you could ask, but let me try. You know, it's hard to talk about spirituality in ordinary words because words come out like love and compassion and hope, and you can take the bulldozer of cynicism and plow those into the, you know, into the garbage dump and go, these are meaningless words. But, you know, I try to write in a way where something really, really, really matters. You know, the column Beached America, which was the title I put on it, although, you know, the Truth Out put a different title on it. But in any case, the idea behind that was to, you know, I had just watched Michael Moore's Where to Invade Next, his new documentary, and what I really loved about that documentary was that it opened up really big questions that it tried to put into the American discussion about who we are, what we do next. Questions about, you know, what kind of prison system should we have? How do we teach children? Do we focus on standardized tests or do we try to give them creative room to grow? And those were really big questions. They're so big that they can kind of vanish into nothingness, but I try to give them some sort of verbal definition and drop them into the conversation. I mean, you know, essentially, you know, we've got a presidential race going on, and, you know, and it gets trivialized. You know, we trivialize all of this stuff. We reduce it to a few issues that are themselves reduced to this or that, and there's nothing big like, do we want to go to war? Should we, you know, demilitarize? Should we disarm? When you ask a question like, should we disarm, I think that's a big spiritual question. But it's easy to dismiss as naive and there's nothing there. But that's not really true. It's deeply there. So I try to put words behind questions like that make people pay attention and listen and look and think. And in that way, that's what I begin to mean by, you know, spirituality, or bringing a sense of spirituality to journalism, to, you know, to opinion writing.
So what I'm after is, did you grow up Catholic, or is there a tradition that you come out of? Are you a Quaker, or what informs that spirituality?
Yeah, good question. Well, I grew up Lutheran, as a matter, you know, just as it turns out, you know, a German Lutheran, you know, with Eisenhower Republican parents. I mean, so I have sort of a Christian template, you know, of love thy neighbor, love thy enemy, that kind of thing, which of course is totally, you know, abused and manipulated to mean the opposite of what, you know, is meant. But I don't consider myself a Christian. I consider my, you know, I have reached out, I've been very, you know, much involved at different points of my life in Buddhism, but, you know, I'm a secular humanist, essentially. When I was 16 years old, I read Thomas Paine's The Age of Reason, and after I sat there reading it one Saturday, after I was finished, I went, talked to my mother, and I said, Mom, I'm not a Christian anymore. Totally freaked her out, of course, but I have never really kind of moved from beyond, you know, never really given up that decision. I don't want to confine myself to one religion. Religions are small, closed, you know, things that, you know, have to protect themselves. I want to be open to every belief system out there, and, you know, and look at the value, you know, look at what's valuable in anything, and not be prejudiced against it because it's Jewish or, you know, Hindu or something, or atheist. I mean, I'm open to everything.